This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear. But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Only in theaters June 14. Get tickets now.
The world's most exciting podcast, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
I'm Michael Savage, host of the Savage Nation podcast, home of borders, language, and culture. Hear my new podcast each week as I speak with top guests from around the world. Right now, we have over 700 shows in our library featuring interviews with world leaders, scientists, faith teachers, and more, including President Donald Trump, Prime Minister of Israel Ehud Barak, Edward Teller, the father of the hydrogen bomb, Jerry Falwell, and so much more. Conversations and commentary you cannot find anywhere else. Other guests have included Samuel Cohen, the father of the neutron bomb, Breitbart's Alex Marlow, the great author Peter Schweitzer, Colonel Douglas McGregor. Be here or be nowhere. The Savage Nation Podcast. Catch the Michael Savage Podcast on all podcast platforms every Tuesday and every Friday.
We fade up to see a pair of filthy hands, the sound of pouring rain onto a tarp. The hands produce a data disk from a ragged pouch. We zoom out to see the skinny frame of a young man, his body covered with scars and bruises. The young man takes the disk and inserts it into a player and presses play. He curls into a ball and nestles into a pile of garbage bags. We see the scene around him. We see an alleyway filled with piles of trash strewn everywhere. Three bodies lying in pools of blood-red water. Tears stream down the man's face as he rocks himself back and forth, listening to the music. A flash breaks the scene as a bag of trash near the young man's head explodes as a bullet tears through it. Two dark figures stalk down the alleyway towards our friend. More flashes shatter the darkness, followed by sparks as bullets rip through old pipes and metal. The young man quickly grabs his player and runs down the alley and ducks into an abandoned warehouse. He weaves in and out of shelves and old crates. Two more figures appear in the doorway opposite the one he came in. The two figures behind him stalk in seconds later, as if the shadows were working against him as a well-oiled machine. The young man makes his way to the center of the warehouse. Panicking, he starts to look desperately for an exit. All hope seems lost when he spots an open window on the far side of the building. Abandoning all caution, the man sprints for the window, bullets ripping through the darkened building as he moves. Just mere feet away, he feels a rush of hope course through his entire body. A flash breaks our scene as we cut to black. Welcome to Night City, Chumbadas, where style sits above all else. Gangs run the streets and the corpos own the people. So come on in, stay a while, and enjoy yourself while you're still above the dirt.
Hello and welcome to Cyberpunked, your cyberpunk live play podcast. My name is Mark. I'll be refereeing this show, as it were. Let's go to our first player to my left.
Daniel, I am playing the medtech hero, I guess you would say.
Questionable.
Okay. Yeah, it's questionable right
questionable.
Now.
Questionable.
And he goes by the name of Lacerate.
Oh my God.
That's perfect.
That instills confidence in every stitch he sews up.
You're not coming near me with anything.
That's fine.
Alrighty.
I'm Ariel. I play the Netrunner Firefox.
Firefox?
Yep.
Perfect. Perfect. Yes. Absolutely perfect.
I'm the one who's out of this one.
Alrighty. Last but not least, or least, however you look at it.
I hate you. Hi, I'm Aaron, and I'm going to be playing the solo Blitzen.
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 Alright, well, how about we just dive right in, shall we, Chumbas? You're all sent a message on your agents. The only thing it states is job opportunity. Come to Club Hysteria. Sit in corner table opposite DJ booth. Firefox, you would know this as your typical connection. Enigma. He tends to send you a lot of messages because that's who you get all your contract work from. So, as being such, you are the first to arrive. What do you wish to do as you walk through the doors?
I'm going to go straight to the booth across from the DJ. Wherever I need to sit, that's where I'm going.
Okay. So, next we have Blitzen. What are you doing when you walk through the door?
I'm going to dance my way through.
Okay. What skill are you going to use for it?
Dance? I got a total of math.
You fall flat on your face.
You got a 14.
So you dance to the door. Mm-hmm. A few people look over at you, roll their eyes, kind of go back to their drinks, and nobody really seems to go, oh, wow, look at that guy. But a lot of people are like, right, like, who's this tool bag just coming through the door?
Sounds about right. Fucking hate them all anyway.
Alrighty, what do you wish to do after dancing through the door?
I'm going to walk up to the bar.
Ooh.
And I'm going to order myself a nice custom drink.
All right. What is this custom drink?
Two shots of Tabasco, a nice straight whiskey, and a lemon wedge.
Sounds like a gross version of a fireball.
It's the Blitzen.
Oh. Are you hoping this drink catches on in the city or something?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
So I think I have to live for it anymore.
Alrighty. Well, the bartender looks at you and says, all right, it'll be 10 EB there, hot shooter.
You got it, Chumba. Slide along.
Alrighty. Now that you have your two shots, what are you going to do from there?
I'm going to smack one down, and I'm going to gander across the way to figure out who's standing out.
Well, I mean, it's a typical nightclub. There's dancing, a lot of people dancing. If you look in the direction of the table / booth you're supposed to go to, there is a young lady sitting at it. She seems to be waiting for somebody to arrive. You'd know this table as a table that you have to go to.
All right. Well, I'm going to take my second shot, and I'm going to smooth my way over there. I'm going to slide it over to the table, this lovely little lady.
Is there like a act or perform check?
You hate me, don't you?
Yes. I want to see how
there is.
Well, you look doing this.
Mm.
Yeah, just give me an acting roll.
That is a 15.
Surprisingly, you make it look good as you sashay yourself across the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And Firefox, you would see this guy, you know, dancing his way over to you. It looks like he's doing a great job doing it.
I'm still rolling my eyes.
Okay.
I'm going to slide up right next to you.
No, you sit over there across from me.
Oh, wow.
Like now.
All right.
About that time, who do we see walking through the dance club doors?
There's a man, appears to have black, wild hair, goes everywhere. And he's wearing a leather jacket, black leather jacket, black leather pants, bull ring in his nose, looking cool. Exactly. So I'm just gonna look around as soon as I enter. Just look around in the general vicinity where I'm supposed to go.
What's his style?
His style? Nomad leathers. More of like leathers. Mad Max to him.
So you guys see Mad Max walk through the door. Yes. What are you doing when you walk through the door?
Do I see this corner booth that I'm supposed to go to? Or
yeah,
that was mentioned? So I'm going to like do this to grab the corner edges of my jacket kind of like better than everything and kind of make my way over that way.
Okay. Who does he see sitting at the booth?
Well, he happens to see a tall, slender female with long, straight black hair, wearing high fashion clothing, and has a nose ring.
All right. Who else does he see?
He happens to look over and sees a blonde hair, long blonde haired, kind of greasy and unkempt, with mirror shades on his forehead. He's got a long, bright orange kimono with gold trim and a gold dragon on the back, a bulletproof vest on the chest, and baggy black jeans with chains hanging off of them.
This guy sounds like a tool bag already. Alrighty. So, you see that going on in the corner. What do you wish to do from there?
So I'm going to head there because it looks like that's the corner I'm supposed to go to, I guess. Yeah. So I'm going to head there all cool. I'm going to think I look cool, whether I am or not.
Alrighty. So you're not going to try to look cool. You're just going to
assume walk, that I am.
You're just assuming that you're looking
yeah.
cool. All right. Well, you get a few glances here and there, but no one seems to be really paying attention because you're just kind of strutting through.
That's fine.
So you reach a table and sit down. Anybody say anything?
Sup, Chumba!
So you guys are supposed to meet?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I guess. I guess we're doing this straightforward. Are you Mr. Johnson?
I've never been called that before.
All right, so I guess this isn't the Mr. Johnson. Well, she's a straight bitch.
You're very observant.
I am. Tell you what, I saw you from across the way. Hey, you looking for,
Not from you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Alrighty. And at that time, the music takes a shift. A man steps out from behind the DJ's booth. Comes walking up to the table. He's wearing a pair of mirrored aviator glasses, a denim vest with various patches on it, like it looks like different gang collars and stuff like that. He's got this brilliant hair that is a shade of purple, and it seems to sparkle, like sparkles run through it every now and again. Like light is coming out of nowhere, just sparkling off of his head. He's covered in tattoos and piercings on his nose, ears, and eyebrow. And he looks, like, really cool. Super, super cool. Steps in and says, "Hey, Firefox, how's my favorite input doing?"
"I'm not your input."
"What? Are you going to be ice cold like that to me after all we've been through?"
"We haven't been through much."
"Oh, snap!"
"Damn. I'll get you one of these days, girl."
"That's how she do her chumbas, man."
Let's get down to the particulars, shall we? "So, there's a crew, needs people like you guys. Some experts in some fields. And apparently a medic to make sure they survive the incoming threats. But they came to me and had this idea to steal something from the Caterham Incorporated, whatever they're called, I don't know. They didn't pick up the details. They just wanted me to find people and fill the spots. So that's what I'm doing. They're not here. You're going to have to meet them in an abandoned warehouse. It's a few blocks down, not too far. They said they are willing to pay you 2,000 euro bucks a piece. How's it sound to you guys?"
"Sounds a little too good to be true."
"I mean, the dudes look professional themselves. I really don't know what they needed you for, but they got money. I could tell they got money. And this is probably, you know, this might be chump change to them. I don't know."
"Look, Firefox, was it?"
"Money's money to me. I'm in."
"Okay.
I'll go. She's going. I mean."
"What about you there, Lacerate, I think your name was when I contacted you?"
"Yeah, it sounds preem."
"Are you fucking kidding me? This is the doc?"
"Yeah.
He's patched me up before. He's fine.
You do some good work around the city.
Yeah, the fucking nuts.
All right, well, you guys have any, like, questions for me before I take off or anything like that?
Yeah, like, fuck, we're plans. Like, what the fuck you got?
I don't know. I'm just a middleman, all right? I hook up crews with employers, all right? That's all I do. I don't know. I fill in the gaps. You want details, you're going to have to go talk to these guys, all right? That's all I'm saying.
And you trust this?
Like I said, it's a few blocks down. I can't remember. It's, you know, 2, 3, 4 blocks down. I don't know. Abandoned warehouse is all I remember. This chip right here, and he sets the chip down on the table, has the exact address where you guys need to go. I wouldn't look at it in here because there might be eyeballs looking at competition. But either way, I got to get going. All right, I got to get back to the booth. The Firefox, stay safe. Stay sexy for me. With that, he runs off the DJ booth and starts mixing up on the ones and twos.
So I'm going to snatch the chip up.
All right.
And I'm going to go ahead and pocket it and make my way outside.
All righty. What is the rest of you guys going to do?
Guess I'm going to follow that jerk since he kind of took off with it.
All righty.
Yeah, I'll see in case I, you know, have to not let someone get killed.
All righty. All righty. Well, as you guys walk outside, there is a blood red rain pouring down. So it's giving the whole cityscape this really menacing vibe. So yes, where do you guys wish to go from here?
Well, I'm going to go down an alley.
Alrighty.
I'm assuming when we walked out, we retrieved our weapons and stuff from the front.
They didn't take them.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I got my katana, my shield.
Yeah.
My
they didn't bother taking them.
Assault rifle.
You guys walk out into a very sketchy neighborhood.
Good. Edge of combat zone?
You're a few blocks away.
No. So I'm going to go down the alley and I'm going to slide the chip in.
I take it you guys followed him?
Yeah, I'll follow him.
Alrighty. So it does give you the coordinates. That's all it has on there is an address, basically, as to where to go.
So I'm going to...
It is 4 blocks down, and it looks like, you know, an abandoned warehouse if you look it up on your map.
So I'm going to take the chip out, throw it over to Firefox.
I'm going to catch it and put it in.
So you know exactly where you're going.
So you don't, like, I know you got a history with this guy, but Christmas bundles, all right? That's what they're offering us. And that's the data they give us? What kind of crazy sideways shit is this?
I'm going to look away from him and hand the chip to Lacerate. Does that lacerate, right?
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to hand the chip to him.
If you use it, it's same coordinates. Yep. Same place to go.
Pop it in my bag.
You complain a lot for somebody that accepted this job.
Listen, just because I accepted a job doesn't mean that, you know, I agree with everything a part of it. I mostly accepted it because, you know, that sweet, possible small sliver of a chance that I got with you.
You're disgusting.
I know.
I'm going to look at you like, did he really just say I know?
Gross. About that time, you guys see a shadow get casted down the alleyway. This man steps around the corner and says, What did Enigma give you in there? I want that fucking contract. I heard how much they're offering. That shit's mine.
So, I'm gonna buck down and get into stance, and I'm going to just kind of chip the katana up a little bit. Get ready.
Okay. You see, he doesn't have a weapon in his hand. He's just standing there at the moment.
That's a no. Wasn't offered to you.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't either, so go away.
I said give that over. Damn it.
So I'm pulling the katana.
Alrighty, roll me a persuasion.
Okay.
To see if you can bully this guy into listening to y'all.
Wow, that's a 13.
13?
Yeah.
He stutters for a second. When you pull it, he kind of like jumps backwards and kind of straightens himself up again, clears his throat, says, "Yeah, you're not worth my fucking time anyway." He kind of backs out and walks away.
So I'm going to put the katana back away. That was fucking nuts, right? Yeah.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, yeah, it totally does.
A confident solo you have.
We're all going to die.
He said I was nuts.
Alrighty, so now what you guys wish to do, you know where you're going. It's within a walking distance, you know. If you make it or not, it's completely up to the city, but...
Fuck it, let's hoof it. We gotta go through combat zone?
No, you're skirting the edge. It's getting close. Like, it's you're gonna get really close to it.
Let's try to stay quiet.
Yeah, you should.
Alright, so you guys are gonna hoof it?
Yeah.
So you walk.
Well, we're going to stealth it.
Oh, you're going to stealth it?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Everybody give me a stealth then.
That is a 19.
Ooh. So you got a critical success?
Yes, 22 total.
Woo, he made you look like a bitch when it comes to sneaking.
Not really, I had a 19.
Still blew you out of the water. Firefox, are you rolling a stealth or are you just kind of following alongside them?
Yeah, I'm rolling a stealth. I rolled a 19.
19?
Oh, sneaky snake.
Damn, you guys are stealthy as you guys make your way through the city.
Well, everybody, it's time for those lovely commercial breaks here in Night City.
Hello, this is Charlie Transmutation coming to you with another PSA announcement.
No, Charlie, this is a commercial.
What? Crap. Nobody told me that. Well, what are you supposed to do in this thing anyway?
Well, Charlie, I'm glad you asked. This is the part where we introduce our new Homebrew 5e D&D podcast, The Fumbling Four and the Almighty Crit, where we explore the homebrew world of Alteris using homebrew rules and homebrew material from the Dungeon Master's Guild.
Eh, sounds boring. I'm out of here.
See you later, Charlie. We hope to have you guys come check us out soon. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now that we've heard from our corpo sponsors, let's get back to the action here in Night City.
Alrighty, you guys arrive at the warehouse. You notice that the wall's been riddled with bullets. There's bullet holes everywhere, broken glass. The tarp hung by one side collects the red rain that's falling to the ground. In the alley, you notice three bodies. They look like they've been there for a while. As you walk inside, you do notice the fresh body of a young man who looks like he just got gunned down not maybe an hour ago. In his hand he has like a music player clutched that's still playing a song. What do you guys wish to do?
I'm going to see what song it is.
Insert generic song. That's all I can say. Due to copyright reasons we can't put in the song I want, but... Damn you, copyright laws.
I guess I'm going to search the body.
He seriously has nothing on. He's in rags. He's filthy. It looks like he's scarred. I mean, he has no tech on him except the player. Like, that's it.
You said there's a tarp, though.
Outside, yeah.
So I'm going to go outside and get the tarp.
I'm going to close his eyes if they were open.
They look like they were open, yeah.
So I'll at least close those.
All right.
I'm going to just fold my arms, roll my eyes, and wait for him to get back.
So I'm going to be bringing the tarp in, and I'm going to roll the body up in a tarp.
All right.
And then I'm just going to kind of put it in the corner.
You get done shoving it to the corner, and from out of the shadows, you hear a voice. Damn shame, ain't it? That young man shot down, so young.
I'm going to cock the katana.
That's all I can see is him, like, pulling it out and putting it back in real quick. It's like... I presume that Enigma sent y'all?
Yes.
He steps in the light. You see him, he's wearing this worn out combat gear that's been patched and repaired a lot. He carries an assault rifle. He's got white hair cut into a mohawk. He's got this really big scar running across his eye. And you can see that it looks like his eye was cut out and it's been replaced by a cybernetic eye. So, before we go any farther, can I trust you guys? You guys snitches? Corpo sleaze bags at all?
Can you trust anybody?
That's a good point. I like you. You got gumption too. What about you there, sword man? What's your story?
Name's Blitzen. And you can go fuck yourself.
Young and cocky. That's how they all die. You've been awfully quiet back there, medic.
I'm just here to make sure they stay alive.
Didn't he have a different accent earlier, Fire?
It's Fire Fox, not Fire.
Oh, okay.
Don't you worry about my mannerisms.
Holy shit. All
right. Right. Well, how about we get down to brass tacks here? All right. Here's the story. Tomorrow night, we're going to be breaking into a warehouse owned by Caterham. They have a piece of tech that we need. It's not your job to worry about what the tech is or what's in the box that you're going to be taking. All right? The only thing you got to do is locate it and get it out of there and get it to my men. We're going to be splitting up into two groups. My group, we're going to go out and go away from where you guys are going, cause a distraction, make it seem like we're coming from one side, and draw the security forces from the building from away where they need to be and put them to us. We can handle some gunfire. Don't you worry about that. We can make it through that. The only thing I need you to do is find that box, all right? It's in storage area C, level B6. I'm not going to give you any kind of data disks or nothing information. You got to remember all this shit yourselves. All right? Because if anybody finds out about this shit and gets back on us, it's not going to be good. You're looking for a container. It's labeled T42K1. I don't know exactly where it's at. That's why I brought in the Netrunner. Netrunner's going to have to jack into the system and find it. You're also going to have to break in a few doors for us. The door that we're breaking into is going to be most likely unguarded if we get lucky enough. Might be one guard. If there is one guard, we can take him out quick and quiet-like. But once we get through that door, that's when security is going to catch on to us, because that door is not supposed to open until sunrise. That shift change. So once that door opens, we have a minute to get into position. All right? Like I said, we're going to go one way. Y'all are going to go the other. We'll cause a distraction. You'll hear the gunfire. You'll make your way to the elevator. It's not but like two hallways away from where we're going. It's 30 seconds away from that entrance. So we've planned this out very carefully. So if you walk down the hallway, take a left, you should find the elevator shaft. It's a cargo lift, all right? You're going to grab that container and run. Go back to the point that we came in at. Security forces should be on the opposite side of the building by then. You're going to go out of that area, the same area we came in at, and you're going to come back to the warehouse here. And this is where we're going to meet. I should have two guys waiting for you here to take it. You guys are going to disappear after that. Enigma will have your payments in a few days after we do the job and after everything's been confirmed. Is that clear?
Yes.
I want half my fucking eddies up front.
Not till job's done.
I'm going to use persuasion.
You can try.
That, sir, is a 21.
He looks at you. And from about five other points in the room, you hear guns cocked. You want to try that again, asshole? I can erase your ass right now and get another fucking solo to do this goddamn job for you. If you think you're quick enough with that fucking sword, draw it. See how fast my men will drop your ass to the goddamn floor. You'll be flatlined in 2 seconds.
You know, it's awful funny. A cocky son of a bitch like you has at least 6 other guns in this room. Something doesn't smell right.
I'm a goddamn professional. I've been doing this for years.
See, that's the problem. Why is a team of professionals hiring some junkies and shit like us?
Because you're cheap labor.
Yeah, doesn't seem like you need it.
If I were you, I'd shut your mouth right now.
What are you complaining about? You're getting paid 2,000 euro bucks. What the hell's the problem with you?
I haven't seen these Eddies.
You'll get them. Certain trust to be taken on this. I'm taking a risk hiring some lowlifes from the fucking streets. I'd love to have professionals. I really would. But I don't have the time to find them. I need to do this now. And you're as... I mean, this is as fast as I can put a crew together.
So I'm just going to sit back, cross my arms.
So it's either you're in or out right now. If you're out, I'm telling you, you're not walking through that door.
This is going to keep quiet, cross my arms.
So, yeah. When I say trust us, trust me. All right, I'm going to take more risks than you are. Any questions? All right, tomorrow, you're going to meet here, 9 o'clock. We're going to go from there. Got it?
Yes.
All right, now get out of here. You leave first, and I'll leave after that.
I'm going to turn around and walk away.
Okay.
So I'm going to walk out after.
Guess I'll follow last.
So when we get out of earshot and get a little ways away, there we go. I'm going to look at these two. Okay. Be level with me for a minute. Really going to take this job?
It's 2,000 eddies. Even if they jip us, that's still a lot.
I'm not worried about being jipped. I'm worried about being flatlined.
That's why I'm here.
Well, if you did your job, we would be fine.
All right. Well, I guess I'll see you assholes tomorrow. I'm going to walk off.
All righty. What are you going to be doing, Blitzen?
I guess I'm going back to Mikasa.
Alrighty. So, go back to Tsukasa. Roll me a perception as you approach your house.
That is a 20.
20. Okay, so you notice that your door is slightly ajar.
Oh, fucking junkies. I'm gonna kick the door in with my sword.
You kick the door in. And there are two guys in there rummaging through your shit.
Oh, we about to do this.
Alrighty. Let's roll for initiative.
Okay. I, for my initiative, have a 16.
Alrighty. You go first.
Ooh. Do they have weapons?
One of them has a knife.
Oh, sweet. Alright. Well, I'm going to chop his ass up.
Okay.
I'm going to right blitz
him. So you're gonna move up to him and take a swing.
Yep. And the first attack is 15.
Okay, he rolled a 14 to dodge it.
So he sucks. Yep.
So roll your damage.
That is 3d6.
Oh boy.
And that, sir, is 10 damage.
10 damage?
Mm-hmm.
You slice him really good across the chest. I mean, it's a deep wound on him.
All right. Well, I'm going to take the second swing, and that one is another 15.
Yeah, you got a 10, so.
Ooh, 13 points of damage on him.
You slice him down with a second swing on him.
So I'm going to turn and get ready for the next one.
Alrighty. This one just has his fist. He's going to try to take a swing at you.
No, I have a 13.
All right, well, you dodge out of the way, and he kind of... That was like a stumbling swing for him, so it's back to you.
All right, I'm going to use the butt of the blade to try to knock him unconscious.
All right.
The first attack is another 15.
He does not manage to get out of the way.
So, what do I roll, a non-lethal?
Yeah, roll your normal damage and just have it.
Okay, so that is 7 points of damage on the first attack.
7? Alrighty, go again.
Oh, that's a 20 to hit.
Yeah, he ain't dodging that one.
That is a half, so 5 points of damage on that.
Second he one. Takes another good hit, but he doesn't go down. And this time, he, on his turn, he scrambles out the door. Like, running for his life away from you.
Good. So I'm going to clean off the blade and put it right back where it goes.
Alrighty. But you do have a dead body in your, I'm assuming, a conap or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a conap.
That's what I kind of figured. So yeah, you do have a dead body in there. It's, your conap is... completely trashed. Your bed's been like overturned. Your chairs are knocked over. Cabinets gone through. I mean, it's completely trashed. Like they were looking for everything valuable. In fact, anything valuable you have, clothes and everything is piled up in like a pile. Mm. Like they were gonna pile it up and just run out the door with it.
It's good. Joke's on him. I don't have anything valuable.
Kind of figured.
So I'm gonna search the body. They got anything good on him?
You got a combat knife. That's it.
Take that combat knife. No. Stick it in my boot, and then just kind of kick the body into the street.
Alrighty. Let's go to Firefox. What are you doing this evening?
I'm going to go back to my little container.
Alrighty. And you live with your partner, don't
partner,
you?
Partner, Chrome.
And your ex-lover, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Ah, interesting arrangement you have there with him. So you open the container door. He's sitting at his little workstation as usual. This is, busy night?
Sure.
Hmm.
How to deal with Enigma again.
Oh, how's that dick doing?
Still obsessed.
You finally get it in you?
Ha ha. Very funny.
Sure he'd like to jack in with you. Anyway, you can fuck off. I got some work to do.
I'm just ignoring him and...
Just gonna hit the hay for the night?
Yep.
Alrighty. Laceration. Or lacerate. Whatever the hell your name is.
Lacerate.
Lacerate. What are you up to this evening?
I'm gonna head back to my living arrangements.
Alrighty. Everything seems to be normal when you approach it, but give me a perception roll.
That would be a 12.
12. Everything looks normal as you approach your apartment door.
Is my door closed?
It is closed.
All right. I will unlock it and head in.
All righty. You walk in and it looks like things have been overturned. Like someone's been in there.
Are they still in there?
No, there's nobody in there. It looks like when they got out, they were able to... somehow locked the apartment again. Or maybe they didn't come in through the door. You don't know.
Genius.
Either way, it looks like somebody broke in and you don't know if they stolen some shit, but your apartment's definitely been ransacked.
First thing I'm going to look and see if Byros is okay.
Byros?
Yeah, my little eastern bearded dragon.
Oh, jeez.
You named him Byros.
Of course you would.
I might have. I was thinking of a name, and that's where I went.
Well, you check your room, and yes, he's just fine.
All right. Well, I'll give him some food after I, of course, locked the door when I came back in.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to make sure my stuffed animal is okay.
Yeah, it's just fine.
It's an old teddy bear.
Yeah. I'm taking you keep your supply there in your apartment.
Yes.
Some of it is missing.
Of course it is.
Mainly some, like, medications, stuff like that.
They couldn't take the insulin, could they? They had to take the other medication.
It doesn't turn out like a desperate diabetic was in your apartment.
Yeah, and then I will look for the place of possible entry.
A place of possible entry.
Yeah, see if there's any place, like if there is a window or anything that they came in, or if they somehow miraculously made it through the door.
Give me a perception on the door again.
Yes.
Now that you're suspicious of things.
Twenty-four? Yes.
After looking at the lock, you notice, like, some scrape marks and where it looks like they've possibly picked it. So it looks like they picked it open, and maybe when you unlocked it, you thought it was unlocked, but thinking back, it's like, you know, it was kind of easy to unlock it. Like, maybe it wasn't locked.
It was just closed.
It was just closed. So some of your medication's missing.
And more than likely, since they know it's here, they'll be back.
Probably.
So I will look for better locks.
Or a different place to live. Try Boss Wash. I heard it's better.
Well, I will lock the door and block the door with something while I go to sleep.
Alrighty. So we will fast forward through the next day. I'm assuming you guys do some basic stuff, sharpen the katana, clean up the blood, throw the body in the gutter.
I already threw the body in the gutter and cleaned up everything last night.
I wasn't sure if you slept with him for comfort or something. You know,
I'm so gross
as blitzing is. I'm assuming you straighten your apartment as well.
Yeah,
there,
a little bit. And then I'm going to see if I can find a new hiding spot in the apartment for the medicine.
All right.
Is it there like a... game of talk a board in the wall I can maybe
there's like a bulkhead you can open up
and then hide it in there conveniently out of the way.
Yeah
So I will do that with what I can, because there's probably some stuff.
Give me like a stealth roll, see how well you can hide it.
15.
All right, so you managed to hide it. You know, you put the bulkhead back and it looks pretty hidden.
Now on, hide the medicine and bulkheads.
And so is anybody doing anything like super in particular the next day?
Nope.
You guys just waiting, basically resting up and waiting for the job?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. So, about 8 o'clock rolls around. Is everybody headed to the meeting location? It'll take you about an hour to get there from where you guys, you know, where you guys are.
Yes.
Alrighty. So, you all meet up 9 o'clock. Sun's going down. There is this haze in the air. It's not raining, but there's like this super heavy, just thick air in the city tonight. And from the shadows steps your mysterious contact. And he says, "All right, let's make our way to the warehouse." From there, he leads you through the cities, down alleyways, empty buildings, past people. Looks like he knows exactly where he's going. Every step he takes is like on like a purposeful step. Like he's timed it out and everything. He's measured every little bit of this operation he's on. And he stops at this large mound of scrap metal and garbage. And across the street, you can see a door to a building that looks old, but the door seems surprisingly heavy and secure for a building this age. And on the side, you do see a panel that you can jack into. And he looks at you guys, turns to you, looks at his men, who you can see now. There's five of them with him. And says, well, are you guys ready to piss on a hornet's nest? And that's where we're going to end this evening. So join us next time on our Cyberpunked podcast. Hey, Chumbadas, it's your referee, Mark. Thanks for jacking in with us today. Please join us next time. Our episodes drop every Sunday. Follow us on Twitter at Cyberpunked1, that's Cyberpunked'D1, or chat with us on the Robots Radio Discord. Links in the show notes below. Stay chilled, y'all.
Hi, I'm Fire Rider, and I'm the host of The Pixel People, a podcast dedicated to taking a close look at our favorite characters from our favorite video games. From major characters who define the course of a game's storyline to smaller characters who you might have never noticed. Every week, we go beyond the quest line to examine a particular character's story arc and choices, and discover the real-world parallels and life lessons hidden just below the surface. I hope you'll join us. You can find The Pixel People on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else you listen to podcasts.
Fellow survivors, Vault 76ers, patriotic Americans, this is Lieutenant Colonel Valeria of the New Enclave. Follow our stories as our cast of characters emerge from the White Springs bunker to face an uncertain future in an Appalachia overrun with monsters. But as I always say, the wasteland isn't going to tame itself. Join us here on the Modus Files. We can be found on any Enclave-sanctioned network, including Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and more. Keep your Pip-Boys handy and listen for further instructions. Valeria out.